Doug Roberts will never be a spy, and he'll never play one on the radio or in television or in the movies. Former Wall Street analyst, small cap value manager, individual investor, got a big portfolio. Is that your portfolio, or are you just happy to see me, as he's been asked that many times by Roberta?
He has studied
underperforming offerings by a lot of well-paid Wall Street advisors. He's conducted extensive research to develop a simple, low-cost investment strategy linked to the Fed. That's why his book is called Follow the Fed to Investment Success. Doug Roberts, welcome back to Good Day.
Thanks for having me on, Doug. Good to be here.
All right, so let's talk a little about results, because that's really what people are interested in. Results. Following your, I guess this would be your unique way of investing, how do people see results? Are they quick? Do they take a long time? What generally has been the result of following the Fed?
Well, what we found with really investing in equities, investing in stocks, is if you don't have at least a 10-year, preferably a 5-year time horizon, you really shouldn't be in stocks, because you need the cash. And, you know, stocks just don't work that way unless you're an active trader. And even then, there's a lot of risk involved. So really, you have to have kind of at least a 5 to 10 year time horizon.
So this is a plan for people who maybe have a retirement portfolio they want to use. This is not for the day trader, the guy that's looking for a quick buck, in and out, bing, bang, boom. That's not what this plan is about.
No, this is for a person. You're totally correct. This is for a person. And actually, this is one of the few plans that works very, very effectively with anyone's 401k or IRA. Mm-hmm. Just simply because in those plans, they kind of give you a menu of stocks, or rather stock funds to pick from, and you really don't have a choice. So when they say to pick something specifically, it may not be on the menu in that case. In our case, what we look at is really we divide things into two categories, large stocks and small stocks, and that can be adapted to anyone's 401k.
You're talking about small cap versus large cap?
That's correct.
Yeah. So the idea that people now know, when I was a kid, when you were a kid, who knew from the Fed? Even as adults, a lot of people didn't until fairly recently even understand or know that there was a Federal Reserve Bank, never mind understand how they work. Is that important for people to understand if they follow your investment strategy?
Absolutely. Really, the Fed is, think of the Fed as really kind of the equivalent of your local bank to a factor of maybe a million. This is the 900-pound gorilla, which affects the availability of money and credit, not just on a nationwide scale here in the United States, but on a global basis. Even though there are other central banks, the Fed is really the first among equals and kind of sets the tone for the rest of the world, since the dollar is still the world's reserve currency, no matter what anybody says, at least for the moment.
All right, so here we have these people that we don't really know. They do things that are not scrutinized. They're very powerful. They have connections to Wall Street insiders. So under the circumstances, it seems that they are almost they are a power unto themselves.
They are monitored by Congress, but really they are set up as an independent entity. And the reason why they were set up that way is so that they receive scrutiny from the government to make sure that they themselves weren't profiting from their actions, but at the same time, they wanted them to be somewhat above politics. But that has created a powerhouse. As a matter of fact, if you remember the so-called joke back after the 2000 election, or the uncertainty of that election, is people were saying it really didn't matter who became president, Bush or Gore, as long as Alan Greenspan remained Fed chairman.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that work for Ben Bernanke now that we'll have a new president next year?
I'd say right now Ben Bernanke has been a stabilizing influence on the economy. I mean, if you look at it, essentially the executive and legislative branches of government have been slow to act because politically it requires them to stick their necks out. The Fed reacted very, very quickly. Not perfectly, but it reacted quickly and helped to cushion the downturn that we're now experiencing.
All right, so let's take it down to the bottom line. We are suggesting to people they follow what the Fed does. How do they do that, and what happens in terms of the day-to-day management, or week-to-week, or month-to-month, or year-to-year management? When you follow the Fed, does that mean that you look for stocks that have low interest, I mean, have investments that are not going to necessarily bring you a whole lot back in the short term, but over the long term, you're going to be successful? What does it mean to follow the Fed?
essentially what you look at is you look at the Fed's actions and how they affect the economy. And really, you only have to, we try to make it very simple so that you only have to do basically a portfolio adjustment, a trade, so to speak, every 2 to 3 years. As Randy Forsythe, the editor of Barron's, said, this is a great strategy for investors who actually have a job, a family, an interest, in other words, a life. These are for people who don't want to continually, you know, as you say, be day trading, watching their portfolio. They want to do other things, but they want superior performance. And really, you just look at whether you should be in large stocks as represented, let's say, by the S&P 500, or small stocks, by small cap we're talking about there. And that depends upon really whether money is loose or tight, because when money is loose, it's very, very easy to borrow. It's very, very easy. And small stocks, that's their biggest problem, is getting access to money. You know that if any of you are small businessmen, if you're buying a home. When money is loose, it's easy to borrow, it's easy to grow your business. When money is tight, it's very, very different for small-cap stocks to do that. On the other hand, large-cap stocks like GE, they can borrow in almost any environment. It's really just a question of the cost. So when money is tight, you want to be in those large stocks. And when money is loose, you want to be in small stocks. And that allows you to get that roughly 2 to 3% outperformance of small stocks, which much less volatility, risk. You're only in it for those periods of time when really small caps are by nature outperforming. And if you compound that over time, that makes a huge difference. For instance, we've tested back from really before the crash in the 1920s to the end of 2007, and what you find, or rather 2006, and what you find in the book is, had you done that, you would have outperformed large stocks such as the S&P 500 by a massive amount. You would have gotten a return slightly under, let's say, 13%, as opposed to the average 10% return of the S&P. That may not sound like much, but let's say over that period of time, that means the difference between having, let's say, $10,000 grow into $15 million versus $10,000 growing into $140 million. Yeah, that's the beauty of the laws of compound interest. If you wait long enough, it can turn anybody into a millionaire. And that may not be for somebody who's retiring, but let's say if you have a child or you have a grandson, instead of having that huge party where you throw to announce the birth, you maybe put together a collection, put some money in an index fund. You could essentially pay for that, your grandchild's retirement or their first home or their college education. So there's a lot of applicability of this. And you have to remember, everybody's saying, well, do I want to get rich overnight? That's not what this is designed for. Mm-mm. But you have to remember that the majority of mutual fund and investment managers, as much as, it's been estimated by research, as much as 90% of them don't outperform the S&P over an extended period of time. And that's because of the incredible fees that they charge, over time, that just eats into your money. So you really want to do less. I guess probably less work leads to better performance, as counterintuitive as that may sound.
No, it sounds very actually extremely good advice. And if you want to get more of it, you go check out this book. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see a picture of Follow the Fed to Investment Success, written by Doug Roberts. You'll want to get a copy of it and follow this, as he suggests. This is good for people who want to leave the money in something that's safe. Start young and let it grow. Doug Roberts, thank you for being here. Again, the name of the book, Follow the Fed to Investment Success.